At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And let me give you a little food for thought. We are wrapping up the first week of August.
Yes.
Three more weeks until August is over, and things should start to cool.
Let us hope. Well, they'll also heat up for hunting, though.
Well, and that's and that is a perfect segue into our guest introduction, Bill Bigelow from Porticamp Outdoors. These folks have been around since 1955, doing container conversions. Right. You see the big ocean-going containers?
Yeah.
Well, they have been building camps literally around the world and now have brought that to the recreational hunter and angler fish camps as well.
Ah.
Great, great setup. Very impressive with what they can do. Very affordable. And if you are a good Texan that's been procrastinating, they can get you a camp, you know, before hunting season.
Okay, very good.
So we're going to be talking to Bill about that. Plus some updates on some pressing news issues. So we got a good show for you. Y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And
good to be back, by the way.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Did we feedback again?
Feedback.
I'm sorry. See, I didn't hear it because my headphones weren't on.
Yes, I know.
Oops.
Oh, hope you enjoyed that, folks, as much as I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never saw your hair stand on end before, anyway.
Yeah, but, all you know, three strands.
There you go. Traveling, and I was going to tell you before we started the show, but I'll tell you now since we're on the air. Anyway, I was in the Denver area doing a wonderful, I say seminars, but test driving the new F-250. Knowing how much you like those, right? And I know you're ready for another
yes,
one.
Yes, I am.
And my credo is a Ford, because they always put on great events anyway. But they built right at the foothills, you know, your beloved Rockies, right at the foothills, an off-road course to specifically show all the stuff. You know, the 360-degree cameras, the camera that's below the front that shows you exactly what's on the ground in front of you when you, if you lose it, you're climbing a rock or something, what's down there now, hit a button. You know, the capabilities are mind-blowing. And to answer the question that you asked me before I went, yes, diesel and V8.
Ah.
And the big thing, of course, is it's the wonderful, proven now, aluminum body.
Yeah.
And it's roughly 300 pounds lighter than the prior vehicle. Actually, they saved more on the body, but what they did was then put more in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
So fully boxed, the very high high-grade steel, and a lot more welded cross members and stuff like this, more rigidity and so on. They've just done an amazing job.
Well, I've talked to my local dealer,
yes,
asking him,
mm-hmm,
when will they be out?
Right.
And
any second now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And went online and Googled.
Oh, okay.
You know, when will 2017 Ford F-250? And they have spec sheets that tease, you know, and tell some things, but not all.
Right.
And had to have a napkin to drill, you know, wipe my mouth.
Right.
But looks really, really exciting. But yes, I am definitely ready for a new one. 16 months and 66,000 miles. So, not bad. But they're great vehicles.
I don't know about your record keeping. Do you have any idea how many miles you've driven? Because I know you would rather drive than fly.
So, yeah, you know, I always figured if everything went to hell in a handbasket, mm-hmm, I could always get a job as a truck driver.
Right.
You know, not in town. I'm talking about long distance.
Right,
you know?
right.
Go, let's go see this.
Uh-huh.
You know?
There you go.
No, I don't. I've often thought about that, but it's, you know, a couple of million maybe miles.
Oh, got to be. I mean, you know, over 300,000 on one of them. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. I don't know if your head hurts as much as mine does, given this election cycle.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It is stupid. But let me tell you what. In the outdoor arena, we're going to keep it here rather than going into any discussing what's going on.
Right.
But in the outdoor arena, there are some of our really beloved manufacturers,
uh-huh,
that are stepping up, wanting folks to know about critical issues that impact Second Amendment rights.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
And also Supreme Court nominations.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of one of those deals where if you have enjoyed the past 8 years or 7.5 years, well, then vote for what's her name.
Uh-huh.
If you want to change, even though he may be brash, you know, shoots from the hip, but is got a proven track record on getting things done,
uh-huh,
then you got to go for Trump. But last week, Mossberg stepped up to support the National Shooting Sports Foundation, hashtag gun vote. Every time I see that pound sign and it's now renamed hashtag.
Right.
Okay. But it's hashtag gun vote. They made a single contribution of $150,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That at the time was the largest. Well, not to be outdone, our friends at Hornaday,
okay,
$250,000, followed by Sig Sauer with $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Plus, Gander Mountain is announced it will provide the hashtag gun vote information to customers who visits their store during the summer and fall.
Yeah. And I don't want to be an alarmist, but did you see the quote attributed to Hillary that Obama would be a great choice for the Supreme Court?
You know what? That is not a threat.
You know,
that is a absolute surefire deal. If she
and the Nobel Peace Prize for what? I mean, it's just bizarre. I'm sorry. No, my head hurts. I'm not going to bring it up anymore.
Yeah. There's other news. National instant background check for July.
Probably up.
You think? 27.9% compared to July of 2015.
Yeah.
Adjusted figures of 946,528. And of course, July of 2015 was up 37.6%.
Yeah.
Bunch crazy.
Stocking up.
Here in the Lone Star State, we've got some news, and that is dealing with CWD, and Texas Parks and Wildlife has got some public hearings coming up so that you can comment about whether or not, you know, this is based on deer movement, moving of live deer for the game ranchers. And on August 8th in Van Horn, there's going to be a meeting August 9 in Amarillo, August 17 in Hondo. All meetings are set for 7 p.m. They're actually thinking about dropping test sites or what do they call CZs? Containment zone.
Oh, I was going to say, CZ is a Czechoslovakian firearm manufacturer. Okay.
Out in West Texas where the mule deer a few years back were found, because there's not been anything else, doesn't seem to be very widespread, but they are looking at containment areas and buffer zones around high-risk zones. So this is something that we're going to continue to monitor. In fact, there will be more on this coming up in the months ahead. This is just literally the tip of the iceberg. Uh-huh. You hunt alligators?
I have once.
Once?
I find it to be alligator assassination, though. I mean, it's not hunting to me. It really isn't. You know, you get them on a hook, you go up and you shoot them in the head. Oh, boy. Right. Nah.
Well, for those that do, Texas
Parks. Or haven't.
Texas Parks. You want a new pair of boots, you know.
Got to get a 9-footer.
Yeah.
To get full boots. So remember that.
Texas Parks and Wildlife set dates and locations for issuance of alligator hide tags to qualified landowners and or their agents. And this is for Angelina, Brazoria, Calhoun, Chambers, Galveston, Hardin, Jackson, Jasper, Liberty, Matagorda, Nacogdoches, Newton, Orange, Polk, Refugio, Sabine, San Augustine, San Jacinto, Tyler, Trinity, and Victoria counties.
I remember all of that.
I'm sure you did. So you can go to tpwd.texas.gov for more information. Here is something that's pretty neat.
Oh, and also, let me interject, though, because I might do it again if somebody says, oh, we have another way of doing it, or you're out there stalking, or you're doing something. I mean, I would prefer more of a hunt.
Sure.
You know, that's all. And they're great to eat. Just fling that in there, too.
Oh, let me tell you what. They're, yes, they are great to eat. Yeah. And the smaller ones, if you go to a restaurant that specializes in alligator, what we call the alligator elbow, at least that's what my friends and I, but it's the legs.
Yeah.
Oh, fried? Oh, my God.
Where? Tell me where. I've never had that.
You know, I'm drawing a blank, and I will get you the address, and I know the place well.
I've never had
it's
that.
It's over in Grove City. I'll get it for you.
And we'll get back to you folks with that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is phenomenal. They got a buffet that is truly to die for.
My goodness.
But there's so much food, so much fun, Cajun bands.
Ooh.
And the food is always hot.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to the CCA Star Tournament
leaderboard. Distraction. Yeah.
Another distraction. Yes. The Upper Coast Wildlife Management Association, our Wildlife Management Area Public Hunting Access Informational Meeting is coming up August 23rd. And this is really cool. At the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area check station at 10 Parks and Wildlife Drive in Port Arthur, they have an orientation and talks about rules and regulations. It's a public meeting. And this is way cool. For more information, if you're going to buy the $48 annual hunting permit, that is a tremendous value, call them at 409-736-2551 for more information. That meeting is going to be from 6 to 8, again, Tuesday, August 23rd. All right.
Okay.
Now, let's get back on track.
Yes.
CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. See what changes has occurred.
Let us do that. Of course, we always start off with the Little Nippers, our favorite division. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. Kids ages 6 to 10 are vying for $50,000 college scholarships. Right now, our flounder leader, 5-pound, 1-ounce, Catherine Berta, who is 8. Sheepshead, 8-pound, 12-ounce, Rylan Bashy, who is 7. Gafftop, 6-pound, 5-ouncer, Ashton Sumrall, who is 8.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship. New leader on the Upper Coast, Dawson Henick, 7 pounds, 9 ounce. And Sydney Greaves caught a 6 pound, 14 ounce as our new leader on the mid-coast. Mitch Lissy dodged the bullet and is still our leader at 7 pounds, 9 ounce on the lower coast.
Okay, the inshore division, again, ages 11 to 17, $25,000 college scholarships. Flounder leader, 5 pound, 3 ounce, Cade Doogie, 16. Sheepstead, 9 pound, 12 ounce, Becca Knight, she's 12. The gaff top leader, 6 pound, 5 ounce, Jordan Sandow, who is 17.
All right, in the adult upper coast speckled trout leader remains Dean Halewin. Thad Reichert, 9 pound, 1 ounce. Dean's fish was 9 pounds, 9 ounce.
Uh-huh.
Thad's mid-coast leader, James Vaughn, 9 pound, 1 ounce, lower coast leader.
Kingfish, 62 pound, 13 ouncer from Matthew Bronstein. Dorado, 12 pounds, 11 ounces. Shane Huff, still no ling.
But there was a big ling caught.
And what happened?
He wasn't registered. It was in the deep sea roundup, 80-pound fish.
Oh!
And so, you know, we mentioned his name last week.
Cheap insurance, friends.
It really is. All right, to the adult flounder division, Paul Gregory's our new leader, 6 pounds, 13 ounce flatfish. Jerry Mills caught a 10 pound, 5 ounce sheep's head to lead there. And Troy Summerall III continues to lead gaff top, 7 pounds, 8 ounce.
Okay, we got two caught tagged redfish been certified, Jeff Myers and Michael Boyer. So far, 6 tagged redfish have been caught. We have the 2 winners, 4 were ineligible. This is, you know, an amazing thing. And there's, what, 60 tag redfish out there. The CCA folks put them where you fish. They want you to catch them. And if you do, and if you have signed up for the tournament in advance, by the way, you're winning a new Ford F-150, a boat, a motor, a trailer that works. It's worth almost $100,000. Quite a package.
Absolutely. The restaurant name is?
Yes.
Larry's French Market and Cajun Cuisine and Groves.
Okay.
Killer stuff. Let me tell you, and you got to try the what we call the alligator elbows.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor reports headed your way.
There we go. America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask David Hill.
I have 20,000 good reasons to say yay CCA.
Or Maritza Martinez, Lakin Bellinger, and Adair Bates.
We won $50,000 scholarships.
Girl power!
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LP Building Products, Huff Power Polaris. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
It's been on, but in a very capable small package and some serious fun, too. The 2016 Volkswagen Golf GTIS four-door. They call it the original German hot hatch. The thing is just really cool, amazing amount of fun to drive, and it is a rocket. It's got a 2-liter four-banger that's turboed. It's 220 horsepower. The thing weighs about like 15 pounds. Very sporty on the outside, on the inside, and for a compact hatchback, there's a lot of room. You can carry a lot of deer corn in the back of this thing. I love hatchbacks anyway. I just love them. It's a front-wheel drive. You can get it either a 6-speed manual or automatic, but they have Concord torque steer. So a lot of people have the experience as a front-wheel where you stomp it. It wants to pull the wheel one direction or another. Doesn't do that anymore. It's really a really very capable vehicle. Cool 18-inch alloy wheels with all-season tires on it. It's got halogen headlights that are just scorchers, rear-view camera, composition media 6.5-inch touchscreen. Very interesting. As you move your hand toward it, when it gets close, the menu pops up before you even touch it, and then you can punch the buttons. It's got a drive mode selector. So you can go normal, sport, or actually tune it individually to your driving habits. Have a lot of fun with it. And it's very, very nicely equipped for a very reasonable amount of money in this day and age. You're getting 25 miles per gallon in the city, 33 on the highway, 5-star ratings almost all the way across the board on this puppy. And it's at 26 loaded to the gills. Very, very cool. Check this thing out. And it's just so much fun to drive. 2016 VW Golf GTIS, the four-door. It's really five because it's got a hatchback.
All right. It's time for the outdoor report. We head to our power. Now let's go to Lake Amistad and Big Friendly first. Black bass are good on jigs. And Texas rig soft plastic worms in 4 to 14 feet. Let me tell you what. Fishing that lake is a lot of fun. The water is so clear. To our power plant lakes. And we go to Coletta Creek, where black bass to 6 pounds are good on watermelon soft plastic worms and crankbaits in 8 to 10 feet of water. Channel and blue catfish to 25 pounds are good on live perch and cut bait in 8 to 10 feet of water. Falcon Reservoir black bass fishing has been very good on chartreuse soft plastics and spinner baits in 10 to 20 feet of water. Lake Brownwood. Black bass to 4 pounds, excellent on blue fleck, watermelon red, and blue-black soft plastics over brush piles in 5 to 8 feet of water. White bass are good on little fishies and crankbaits in 12 to 16 feet of water. Then we go to, come on, you can do it. There it is, computer hung on me.
At the appropriate time. Yes. Yeah, always.
Coleman, Lake Coleman, channel catfish are good on trot lines baited with live perch.
Okay, let's go to East Texas. Conroe, crappie are good on minnows over the brush piles. Lake Fork, black bass are good on Carolina rigged flukes. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on football jigs. Topwater's Carolina rigged worms. Livingston bass are good on watermelon rattle traps and crankbaits. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on red bug and June bug soft plastics. Going to Belton, black bass are good on soft plastic worms early. Find my notes here, and I've got it on paper. Tuocini, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, flipping jigs, and Texas rig craws on docks and lily pads. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good on slabs also. Crappie good on minnows. And Texoma, black bass are good on topwaters, crankbaits, Texas rig worms. Crappie are good on minnows. Striped bass are good on slabs. Central Texas, Big Lake Buckhannon, black bass are good on topwaters, chug bugs, and Texas rig watermelon soft plastic. Striped bass are good on rattle traps and swim baits. Canyon smallmouth bass are good on watermelon jigs and white grubs. And LBJ, I wrote this down and my handwriting's terrible. LBJ, black bass are good on chartreuse jigs and shallow running crankbaits early. There we go.
To the coast we go, and the freshwater influence is just a fading memory on Calcasieu and Sabine. Over on Big Lake, good trout have been caught, good numbers of trout. Things are really heating up, redfish around the jetties. You can also make a run if you want to do something different out to the short rigs and fish for trout that are literally stacked up in water about 25 feet deep. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said the bite is on at the jetties. Also, from the south end to mid-lake of Sabine Lake, You got birds working. You've got redfish that are on the move. Talk to Texas wildlife and sporting artist David Drinkert.
Mm-hmm.
He's not painting. He's fishing. I told him to go paint some more. But anyway, he said he was having a ball catching some fish on Sabine, and he said it really didn't matter. He said he was running into fish regularly.
Right.
Over in Galveston, Captain Ryan Battistoni and Texas Outdoors Journal Upper Coast Editor Nate Skinner were spanking some fish over in Chocolate Bay, and that's over the shell on a variety of soft plastics as well as some topwaters early and late. Heading on down the coast, Captain Trey Pry, just east Matagorda, continues to be hot. Tommy Koontz is in West Bay where he's chasing triple tail. Captain Nathan Bebout is fishing Cedar Bio. That is the big new hot spot. It's actually a whole old hot spot that many people are revisiting. Then from the JFK Causeway all the way down to the mouth of Baffin Bay, you can kind of pick it, either the shoreline along Shoreline Drive from Pita Island on to the King Ranch shoreline. You've got sand pockets just setting up some drifts. Land cut, both from the north all the way south toward Port Mansfield, has been very good. And finally, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. says South Bay has scattered reds, trout, drum, and snook hitting most baits. Holly Beach has been good for trout with live croaker around bars and scattered reds on most baits.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are rated as poor. Tuesday rebounds to good. This Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday slips to fair. Next Saturday plunges to poor. Then next Sunday is another fair day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a major time shift occurs from this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to become active from well before sunrise until mid-morning. By Friday and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust with game active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Next Sunday, this most active period will occur from early morning until early afternoon. On Wednesday, August the 10th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase on the coast this weekend. And on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two lows and one high. Wednesday has a double tide schedule. Thursday through next Sunday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
On the hunting scene, want to pause a moment to wish my dad a happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Dad.
Yeah, 91 years of
my
age.
My goodness.
Mother and Dad were very, very old when they had me.
Right. Yeah, right.
But, you know, just a few years ago, he was wrestling a snowmobile, you know, in in Red River,
right,
and just having a ball, Red River, New Mexico. But
yep. Great place.
Yeah, good. Dad just keeping on, keeping on. Mother turned 90 back in June 25th.
All bodes well for you, doesn't it?
So I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, if I can keep on going like them, I'll be good.
There you go.
And I want to keep hunting.
Yes,
and you know we can hunt year round here in Texas through August 31st. The javelina season in the South Zone continues, as most any hunter knows.
Uh-huh.
All four, yes, there are now four. Hunters extravaganzas are going on. We're in Fort Worth this weekend. Houston next weekend, where lots and lots of friends are going to be. San Antonio and then Corpus will round things out. But the countdown to September 1st, we are now just about 26 days away.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking days now, folks.
And not far away from getting those new licenses.
The 15th of this month, they go on sale. And Parks and Wildlife has not rolled over. They still have the 2015-2016 seasons by animal on their website, but they do have a link where you can go. It just doesn't have all the other information.
Okay.
But hopefully they'll have that done by what?
Well, let's hope, because when you buy your license, you're supposed to get your
book. You know, it's government updating stuff,
right,
you know?
Right. Yes.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk hunting camps with Bill Bigelow from PortaCamp Outdoors.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra.
When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloon and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Now, everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
Yes, this is when we love to say, hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Coming up, I believe it's August 10th, the Legends Fishing Tournament. This is when those big battle wagons will go out into the Gulf and go after billfish, tuna, Dorado, see what happens. And tell you what, that's a cool event to be around and see what sport fishing boats do, see how captains maneuver in tight quarters, you know, when they come into dock.
Right.
Boy, just some beautiful, beautiful crafts. Inshore fishing, trout, redfish, flounder, phenomenal fishing. Redfish are just now starting to pot up, and we're going to see massive schools starting to move as the month continues and we get on into September.
Miniature golf?
Miniature golf? I think there may be, but they got a beautiful, you know, golf course.
Oh, yeah,
that, who was that? Was it Arnold Palmer, I believe, that designed that down there?
Well, there's a lot to do. That's the point. It's a family place, too. You know, you can go down and do all kinds of stuff.
Well, and they got a great website, so you can do some advanced planning at portaransas.org or give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST to visit with the friendly staff. And when you call, be sure and say,
hey, Port A.
They love that.
That's right.
All right. We've been talking hunting most of today, and if you are a good Texan that has been procrastinating and maybe your hunting camp's a little rough, you know,
it could be,
can't take the lady there, you know, or you go, gee, I got a new lease, but I don't have a place to, you know, to sleep.
Or you had one and let it fall apart.
Yeah. Right. Our friend Bill Bigelow from Port-A-Camp Outdoors can help you out. Bill Bigelow, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Doing fine, guys. Yourselves?
Doing great. All right, family-run business since 1955, and hunting camps are something somewhat new for you all. But you all have, let's get into a little history and then bring it back to the recreational side. You all have been doing camps literally around the world, right?
That's correct. Since the inception in 55.
All right. With the camps that are done, and you will take containers, these ocean-going containers we see, and do conversions, what size containers are y'all working? Are these old, dilapidated containers, they new, once used? What's the story there?
We're using one-time containers, so they're not dented up. The paint's good on them. The flooring's good in them. So we're starting with a very new-looking and well-built container.
Yes, Bill mentioned, Bill, what size are these things? I'll say like floor space.
Well, 8 by 40 is what we're typically dealing with. We, okay. You can also offer 20-footers, but 20-foot's a little small, a little more cost prohibitive, let's call it. 40-footer doesn't cost that much more.
And when you know, we think of a rectangular box.
Yeah.
But they're really more than that when you all trick them out. And a lot of times when you set up a camp, you're using several of these containers. You can put overhead awnings for common areas, things of that nature, right?
Yeah, we encourage people to make it, use the outdoor space using decking, which we also provide in 4x8 sections, cover part of it. When you're in a hunting camp, you're outdoors. I mean, you want to be barbecuing. You don't want to be stuck inside of a closed-in unit unless the weather's bad, okay? So we encourage people to set up a camp, which would be a series of two or more buildings, and utilize the outdoor space.
Well, like Bill said, you know, rectangular box, but of course a house is like a rectangular or a square box until you put rooms in it. So, I mean, these things, you can outfit them, obviously, based on somebody's budget, and I have to assume, obviously, you work with them on interior design, right?
Well, we do. We try to standardize the basic features, but we do work with customization with people. Everybody has their own personalized touches, just like in a home, that you try to accommodate.
All right, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the show. We need to take a break. So if you would, hold on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about site preparation and how easy it is to go from having no camp to having a port-a-camp on your property right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season. And since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre. And that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Tell you what, Carter's Country, things are getting better. I'm going to tell you a little something. First, don't talk about ammunition, though, because we've got, you know, the quail season coming up, teal, and so on. Practice, remember that? You still have time to practice. We need ammunition, and they've got everything from the Federal line for your shotgun and also pistol and rifle. And for practice, I suggest their Estate line from Federal, because that's very, very inexpensive shotgun ammunition for practice and also for hunting. But right now, they're still doing 6 months free financing at all of their stores. But more importantly, it's the grand opening of a new location, but it's online, carterscountry.com, their online store. You can order anything you want from them, and if the order runs over $99, it is free shipping to your home. Now, obviously not firearms because the legalities of it, but you can still find a firearm, and it may be at another store. They will ship it free to a store closer to you to go in and, you know, do the paperwork and so on. And they've got over 20,000 makes and models online there, and we're talking about all the good shooting stuff, hunting, the ammunition, the clothing, the works. So check it out, carterscountry.com, or again, visit a store, because there's four locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our conversation with Bill Bigelow from Port-a-Camp Outdoors. Bill, Harold was talking about, you know, boxes and coming in and partitioning, putting walls in for different floor plans. But one thing that I think about when it comes to a hunting camp is how do I secure my belongings, things of that nature. I mean, the brush country, we know about the movement of illegal aliens.
You mean undocumented immigrants, right?
Is that what they're called now? Okay, whatever the political correct is. But the security aspect, whether it's a hunting camp or these work just as well for fishing,
right?
The security aspect, how do you deal with that on these containers?
Well, one of the reasons we've gone to these container conversions in lieu of typical skid-mounted or modular structures is for security. When you lock these up, we've minimized the penetrations, eliminating windows, eliminating as many exterior doors as we can. So when this thing is closed up, when you leave your camp, it's a secure box.
Okay,
and that's one of the reasons we've gone to this through the years.
Well, I think another couple of things, in looking at my in my place and things I have to deal with, you're looking at something that lasts a real long time, right? And no termites.
Well, no, this thing is we've built these to keep out rodents, reptiles. Termites aren't going to get to it. Okay, you're setting this off the ground typically 4 to 6 inches. So you're away from the problems. We're minimizing the penetrations through the exterior walls, and what penetrations we do have for plumbing or electrical is sealed up and secured.
All right. Texans are notorious for being procrastinators. I are one. hunting seasons are just around the corner. How much site work, how much site prep is there in order to get ready to have a port-a-camp brought to my lease?
Well, all you really need is a fairly level and cleared space. Like I said, you're going to set these containers on blocks. You're going to put decking around it. When it comes to electricity, we're designing these to be run off a portable generator and a power cord to run to that generator. 8 to 10,000 watt generator is what we're designing. The one we're going to be showing at the Hunter's Extravaganza next week will be run off of. And if you don't have local power, like I said, you run it off a generator. That takes care of the power side of it. We also supply portable water tanks for fresh water and for bathing. Okay, then you need a septic system or a discharge area or tie into local sewer if you have it for the discharge side of things. So there's not a whole lot to go into site prep.
All right. You mentioned you're going to be at the Hunter's Extravaganza at the Houston show next Friday, Saturday, this coming Friday and Saturday and Sunday. What are you going to have there? You're actually going to have a model on display, right?
Our display is a 8x40 container conversion with a kitchen, bath, and four bunk beds in it.
Okay.
We're also going to be displaying one of our 4x6 deer blind, which will be sitting on top of our container at the show.
Well, and as you mentioned, you have some standardization to floor plans, but when you visit and consult with folks on their property and what their needs are, You can configure and build virtually anything, and you have some other type of housing available as well, right?
Well, we've built anything from disaster relief housing to permanent residential homes, 2 and 3 stories, okay, and height. So what we do is typically listen to what the customer's needs are, and we accommodate what they're looking for.
All right.
Yeah, I know Bill was thinking earlier about the time. We're talking about prep site and so on, or site prep. You've got this one that you're demonstrating. Do you have, I think the point I'm trying to get with this, do you have some that are like already set up and now I can come over and say, okay, yeah, I like that one right there. How quick can you get it to my property?
We'll have several in inventory. We have some skid-mounted units in inventory right now. Set up, one of them set up like a hotel suite. And turning these things around is very quick for new production. So we have some in inventory, but we'll accommodate and modify as we need to meet a customer's needs.
You know, we're talking about setting up a new camp on a lease.
Right.
Let's talk about the other end. Let's say that I've set up a port-a-camp on my lease, and then the lease has expired and the landowner doesn't want to renew it. Now I have to go find something else. I can disconnect and take the PortaCamp with me, right?
Yes, absolutely. These are relocatable structures.
Save a little money.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe modify going, you know, Bill told me that I needed another one.
You
add to it. All right, for information on PortaCamp, where's the best place to go? How do we get a hold of you?
You can go to portacamp.com, or you can call us at 713-674-3163.
That's PortaCamp, PortaCamp.com, or 713-674-3163. And as mentioned, Bill Bigelow and will be with a 40-footer. I can't wait to see that. I have not seen the 40-footers tricked out. I've seen some others, and they are very, very nice. But at the Houston Hunter Extravaganza, it's coming next weekend. And, Bill, we appreciate you being a guest on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, thank you for having me. I look forward to seeing everybody next week at the show.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great show. Friends, we're going to take a break, but we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, there's a thing called the Hunter's Extravaganza that's going on at the Reliance Center, okay? For information, go to huntersextravaganza.com. August the 13th, North Texas Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Big Game Banquet in Grapevine. For information and reservations, call 972-740-7744. August 13th, 14th annual outdoor and sports banquet hosted by the First Baptist Church of Conroe.
That is a cool event.
At the Lone Star Convention Center. Okay. I don't know Hank Parker, but he's the keynote speaker.
Oh, Hank Parker?
Yeah,
fishing,
I don't know Hank Parker.
Oh, yeah, fishing celebrity, television celebrity.
Well, okay.
Good guy.
Barbecue dinner starts at 5:30. For information, visit fbcconroe.org. Also August 13th, 2nd annual Rigs and Reef Classic, the Marina Small Pavilion in Port Aransas. Calling all spearfishing enthusiasts and sponsors, just go to it, man. Up to four men team and single diver entries. Free diving and scuba divisions going on. A lot of stuff, man. Pretty exciting. Registration is $50 a person. For information and registration, call David Ramsey at 503-298-0592. If you've got an event, let us know about it. Just email it to toj@airmail.net, and then go to one of these great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country. Load up right now. 6 months free financing at all four great Carter's Country stores. AR fans, hard to beat this price. The DPMS Oracle 223. Oh, my goodness, 16-inch barrel, Carmine, Bill's drooling already, optic ready, only $599.97.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. Or if you like the Bushmaster, they get a lot of PR. It's optic ready also. They're 223, only $649.97. And for a scope, it is impossible to beat the Zeiss Terra. They've got one on sale right now, $160 off on the 3x9x42mm. This is a Zeiss, friends. Only $239.97.
Wow.
Yep. And for concealed carry, lowest price I've ever seen. The Ruger LCP. That's that super little lightweight 380. I have one. I love it. It's Governor Perry's favorite. Former Governor Perry's favorite. Anyway, only $239.97. Again, with 6 months free financing. And, of course, their new online store at carterscountry.com. Orders over $99. Free shipping to your home. And, of course, firearms, you do have to go to the store for those. But check it all out. Just great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Want to thank our guest today, Bill Bigelow from Porta Camp Outdoors. PortaCamp.com is their website. Going to be at the Houston Hunters Extravaganza. Want to mention somebody else.
Yes.
We're getting prepped for hunting season.
Uh-huh.
The Furminator, Will
right.
Yancey with Ranu
right.
Outdoors. Great, great tiller and seed drill. All in one for any type of tractor or ATV.
Outstanding. Just check it all out, friends. Do remember, of course, to go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And, of course, you can play the shows there. We archive like the last dozen there. If you want, what did they say? Well, you can play it on the website also, okay? Do be sure and remember that we are brought to you by those great Ford trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for another version of Texas Outdoor News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.